accession number 14238, reel 5.
Mr. Gower, reel 5.
On another occasion, another red warning. It was the first whistling bomb that ever came down in Great Britain. I challenged a motorcyclist and stopped him, asked him for identity cards. And when this whistling bomb came down, there was such a terrific noise, I knocked him off his motorbike and I laid across him. Why I did that, I don't know to this day. But the chap got up afterwards and he said to me, "Thanks very much, mate." And that was it.
That was at Portsmouth, was it?
Yes. And at another time, still doing my training, we were called out to HMS Foxglove. She'd had a bomb down the funnel. And when they wheeled up one of the stokers, he called me over and he said, "Mate," he said, "take off my coat," he said, "my back's hurting me." So I took off his coat and all his intestines lay on my hands. I wasn't sick. I retched, but I wasn't sick. And I called for somebody else to help me get his coat back on him again. He died during the night. But these are incidents of war. Not very nice.
That was in Portsmouth Harbour as well, wasn't it?
That's right.
But were you suffering from nightmares?
No, not at all.
After the war?
No, not at all. As a matter of fact, during the Falklands War, there was a chap, a naval rating. He said that when he saw the colour red, he always thought of blood. And he said that he wants to get out of the service because he can't stand red anymore. His mother and father said that he was trying to get out with a pension. I wrote to the consultant, the psychologist that was dealing with the case, and I told him about the different experiences of the Foxglove, and different little things. The baby, the scrub opposite. And he said, yes, he said, but he said it does affect people different ways. But I had no respect for that rating. None at all. I thought he was just putting it on.
Did you think that anybody needed counselling after the Second World War?
No, I don't really think it was my attitude of mind. You see, thoughts, I treated things as a big joke at times, you know, and I was a naughty boy because of this 84 hours, you know. Things did affect me at times. I.e., Old Smoky Smith, the lean sickleman, and the captain, he got a DSO out of it. Old Smoky Smith got a DSM out of it. And there was all and nothing again. When I put in for promotion, even though I was an advanced AB, I passed my educational courses for petty officer. I was two superiors as above average efficiency, and came second in my class of seamanship, and was never given a chance to go for promotion, because every time I was told when I put in for it, I couldn't be spared. So I was continuing in ships all through the war.